Why is Mary the mother of mercy? Because she gave birth to mercy himself, Jesus Christ. And Mary is that wonderful mother, that wonderful Jewish mother who wants all her children to get to heaven. She wants all her children to come to know and love Jesus. And that's Mary's role. She is the mother of mercy. And there's some beautiful analogies. One saint once said that Jesus is like the sun and Mary is like the moon. Jesus, of course, is God. He's the second person of the Blessed Trinity. So he represents the sun, which generates light and power and heat. And Mary is like the moon. She reflects the light of the sun. Any holiness of Mary, or any holiness that any of us have, is merely a reflection of Jesus' grace, a reflection of Jesus' holiness. So Mary's like the moon, Jesus is like the sun. And you might know people that have turned away from the Lord. Maybe they're living in darkness, and Jesus is the sun on the other side of the world. Well, what is still shining in their life? It is the light of the moon. It's still coming from Jesus, but it's reflecting off the Blessed Mother, and the Blessed Mother is praying for these souls. And I know countless people that were converted by the prayers of the Blessed Mother, and they attribute them coming back to Jesus and the church and confession and the sacraments because of the prayers of Mary. The next letter in mercy is E, and that stands for the Eucharist. As Saint Faustina says, the Eucharist is the presence of mercy. Why is that? Because the Eucharist is Jesus, and Jesus is mercy. The Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ our Savior under the appearances of bread and wine. Jesus is now resurrected, he's glorified, and he comes to us under the appearances of bread and wine at every Mass. So as we come to Mass, and the priest holds up the host after the consecration, we should say the words that St. Thomas said in today's Gospel, "My Lord and my God." Every time I genuflect, I say that. Every time I hold up the host or the chalice, I say, "My Lord and my God." Every time you come to adoration, we're in the presence of divine mercy. And just as you can't be exposed to the light of the sun without soaking in the rays, so you can't be exposed to the light of Christ and the Eucharist without your soul soaking up graces, and your soul becomes more beautiful in the presence of God just by being with our Eucharistic Lord. The R in mercy stands for reconciliation, the sacrament of reconciliation, also known as confession or the sacrament of penance. Reconciliation, in the writings of Saint Faustina, is called the tribunal of mercy or the seat of mercy. This is where the misery of the soul meets the mercy of God, where our sins are washed away. As you know, the white rays represent baptism. That's where we had original sin washed away. But how do we get our other sins washed away after baptism? Through confession, by going to confession. Then when we go to confession, the blood of Christ, the red rays, wash away our sins every time we go to confession. It's one of the greatest and best reasons to be a Catholic, this wonderful sacrament of reconciliation. Here's a couple sentences from the diary of Saint Faustina. Jesus is speaking to her. Jesus says, "When you go to confession to this fountain of my mercy, the blood and water which came forth from my heart flows down upon your soul and cleanses it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour out my abundance upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, it is I myself who am waiting there for you. I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act within your soul. Here the mercy of the soul meets the misery of the soul meets the mercy of God. Tell souls," Jesus says to St. Faustina, "that from this font of my mercy, souls will be filled with trust. If their trust is great, then there is no limit to my generosity. The torrents of grace inundate humble souls. The proud remain always in poverty and misery, but my grace washes away the sins of the humble." So Jesus is saying in there, the two most important things we need when we go to confession is humility and trust in Jesus. The fourth letter in mercy is C, and that stands for the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. The church has always recommended these 14 ways to help people. Corporal works of mercy help the body. Spiritual works of mercy help the soul. And we know what these are. Feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the sick, visiting the imprisoned, and burying the dead. But then there's also the spiritual works of mercy, which is correcting sinners, or calling admonishing the sinner, instructing the ignorant, which is instructing the uninformed, counseling the doubtful, comforting the sorrowful, bearing your sufferings patiently, forgiving injuries, and praying for the living and the dead. And as I said in my Good Friday homily, the good thief on the cross did almost every one of the spiritual works of mercy within a couple of minutes. He admonished the sinner, the bad thief, who ridiculed and blasphemed Christ. And the good thief stood up for Christ, defended him, and admonished the sinner, the bad thief. And then the good thief instructed the ignorant, the uninformed, and he counseled the doubtful by saying, "Truly, this man has done nothing wrong." And he defended Christ and said he was innocent. And then he comforted Jesus by defending him and by saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And then he bore his sufferings patiently. He said, "You know, Jesus did nothing wrong, but you and I," he says, "as criminals, we are treated, we deserve how we're being treated." He bore his sufferings patiently, and then he prayed. He prayed, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." It was his first prayer, perhaps. It might have been his only prayer. It certainly was his last prayer. And as Bishop Sheen said, he was a thief to the end. He stole heaven at the last minute. Bishop Sheen says, and heaven can be stolen again by us. And then, lastly, the Y in mercy stands for how you and I respond to the message of mercy. We're called to become apostles of mercy and spread this message. I would recommend a couple practical things. Number one, get an image of the Sacred Heart and or the Divine Mercy, maybe an 8x10 picture, and place it in your home. Jesus says, "I will bless every place in which the image of my heart and my Divine Mercy is placed in a place of honor." So how easy that is to get a small picture of the Divine Mercy in your home. Second, read the diary of St. Faustine. It'll change your life. It changed the life of John Paul II and countless others. Read the diary of St. Faustina. Third, pray the Chaplet of Mercy. The Chaplet of Mercy is very simple. It's just prayed on regular rosary beads. It only takes 5 minutes. And it says, "You know, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world." Very easy to learn to pray the Chaplet. You can say it every day. It takes 5 minutes. Try especially to pray it at 3 p.m., the hour of mercy. When I went to the Philippines, it was amazing that at every hour on the news, they begin with, well, actually at 3 o'clock, before they do the secular news, they have the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, the prayers in the chaplet. Of course, that's a sort of a Catholic country, 85% Catholic. But it was wonderful to hear that on public radio, at the hour of mercy. And then lastly, I would recommend, say the prayer often, "Jesus, I trust in you." It was written right at the bottom of the image, and Jesus wants us often to say that prayer, "Jesus, I trust in you." So these are the five channels of mercy to the world today. The Blessed Mother, the Eucharist, the Sacrament of Reconciliation, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, and you and I trying to live and spread this message of God's love and mercy to the world.